Hello and welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're covering one of the most important topics in the whole business specification, business planning. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other exam board, this topic comes up time and time again, and examiners absolutely love it. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything you need to know. What a business plan actually is, why entrepreneurs write them, what goes inside one, and, most importantly, how to answer exam questions on this topic and pick up every single mark available. So grab a pen, maybe a highlighter, and let's get into it. Let's start with the basics. What is a business plan? A business plan is a written document that sets out a business's goals and explains how those goals will be achieved. Think of it as a roadmap for the business. Before a new business launches, or when an existing business wants to grow, the owner or management team will write a business plan to think through every aspect of the business in advance. Now, here's the first thing examiners want you to understand. A business plan is not just a nice-to-have document. It serves several critical purposes, and you need to know all of them. The first purpose is to help obtain finance. This is huge. When an entrepreneur goes to a bank to ask for a loan or approaches an investor for funding, the very first thing that bank or investor will ask for is the business plan. Why? Because it shows them that the entrepreneur has thought seriously about the business, understands the market, and has realistic financial projections. Without a business plan, it is extremely difficult, in most cases, impossible, to secure external finance. Examiners will award marks for candidates who make this link clearly. A business plan increases the likelihood of obtaining finance because it demonstrates viability and reduces the perceived risk for lenders. The second purpose is to identify markets. A good business plan includes detailed market research. The entrepreneur needs to show who their target customers are, how large the market is, who the competitors are, and what gap in the market the business is filling. This section forces the entrepreneur to really think about whether there is actually demand for their product or service. Candidates who can explain that market research within a business plan reduces the risk of entering a market with insufficient demand will be well rewarded. The third purpose, and this is one examiners particularly like, is to reduce risk. Starting a business is inherently risky. Around 20% of new businesses in the UK fail within their first year, and around 60% fail within 3 years. A business plan helps reduce this risk by forcing the entrepreneur to think through potential problems before they happen. If you identify a risk in advance, you can plan a strategy to deal with it. Candidates should be able to explain that planning reduces uncertainty and helps the business anticipate challenges. The fourth purpose is to identify the resources the business needs. This includes physical resources like premises and equipment, human resources like staff, and financial resources like startup capital. By listing all the resources needed, the entrepreneur can calculate the true cost of starting the business and make sure everything is in place before launch. A business that runs out of cash in its first few months because it underestimated its resource needs is a business that is likely to fail. The fifth purpose is to help achieve business aims and objectives. A business plan sets out what the business is trying to achieve, its aims, and the specific measurable steps it will take to get there, its objectives. Having these written down gives the business direction and a way to measure progress. Examiners will credit candidates who explain that a business plan acts as a benchmark against which actual performance can be compared. Now, let's talk about what actually goes inside a business plan. The key sections are an executive summary, which gives a brief overview of the whole plan, a description of the business and its products or services, market research findings, a marketing strategy, an operations plan covering how the business will actually run day to day, details of the management team, and critically, financial forecasts, including cash flow forecasts, profit and loss forecasts, and a break-even analysis. That financial section is particularly important for the exam. Examiners love to ask about cash flow forecasts and break-even analysis in the context of business planning, so make sure you can explain how these tools help an entrepreneur plan for the future. Here's a really useful memory hook for the purposes of a business plan. Try RAFA, R for reduce risk, SO for obtain finance, F for find resources, F for fix objectives, I for identify markets, O for achieve aims. RAFA, write that down. One more thing on core concepts. Examiners will sometimes ask you to evaluate the usefulness of a business plan. Here's the key insight. A business plan is only as good as the research and assumptions that go into it. If the market research is poor, or if the financial forecasts are unrealistically optimistic, the business plan can actually give a false sense of security. A business plan is a planning tool, not a guarantee of success. Strong candidates will acknowledge both the benefits and the limitations of business planning.
Right, let's talk exam technique because this is where marks are won and lost. The most common mistake I see is candidates listing the contents of a business plan without explaining why each section matters. If a question asks you to explain or analyze the importance of a business plan, a list will not get you into the higher mark levels. You need to develop each point. Use the Peel structure, make your point, give your evidence or example, explain the impact, and link back to the question. For example, if asked, explain one benefit of a business plan for a new business, a weak answer would be, a business plan helps get finance. That might get one mark. A strong answer would be, a business plan helps a new business obtain finance, because lenders such as banks require evidence that the business is viable before agreeing to a loan. The financial forecasts within the plan demonstrate that the business can generate sufficient revenue to repay the loan, which reduces the risk for the lender and makes them more likely to approve the application. That answer develops the point fully and would be awarded 2 marks. Watch out for the command word evaluate. When you see evaluate, examiners expect you to consider both sides, the benefits and the drawbacks, and reach a justified conclusion. For business planning, you might argue that while a plan is essential for obtaining finance and reducing risk, its usefulness depends on the quality of the research underpinning it, and that in fast-changing markets, a plan can quickly become outdated. Another common mistake is confusing aims and objectives. An aim is a broad, long-term goal. For example, to become the leading coffee shop in Manchester. An objective is a specific, measurable target that helps achieve the aim. For example, to achieve a 15% market share within 2 years. Examiners will penalize candidates who use these terms interchangeably. Finally, remember that business planning links to many other topics in the specification. Cash flow forecasts, break-even analysis, market research, sources of finance, all of these appear within a business plan. If you can make these synoptic links in your answers, examiners will reward that broader understanding. Time for a quick-fire quiz. Pause the podcast after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. Name 3 things that a business plan can help a new business achieve. Pause now. The answers are obtain finance, reduce risk, identify markets, identify resources, and achieve aims and objectives. Any 3 of those? Question 2. What does the acronym SMART stand for when setting objectives? Pause now. Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, time-bound. Question 3. Why might a bank ask to see a business plan before approving a loan? Pause now. Because the business plan demonstrates the viability of the business and shows that the entrepreneur has thought through how the loan will be repaid, reducing the risk for the lender. Question 4. Give 1 limitation of a business plan. Pause now. Good answers include, the plan is only as reliable as the research behind it. Financial forecasts may be inaccurate. The market may change, making the plan outdated. Or the entrepreneur may lack experience to produce a realistic plan. Let's bring it all together. A business plan is a written document that sets out a business's goals and how it will achieve them. Its key purposes are to obtain finance, identify markets, reduce risk, identify resources, and help achieve aims and objectives. It contains sections on the business description, market research, marketing strategy, operations, management, and financial forecasts. When answering exam questions, always develop your points fully using Peel. Use the command word to guide your answer structure. And remember to evaluate both benefits and limitations when asked. The memory hook to take away: RAFIA, reduce risk, obtain finance, find resources, fix objectives, identify markets, achieve aims. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.